Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. One of the questions that I get asked seemingly constantly in our paid battleground group or when I'm working with people one-to-one is the age-old question, how do I get more stuff done every day? And, you know, I ask a little bit deeper, like, what do you mean by that, Dan? Tell me about your problem. And they, you know, people go on about how they've got these huge to-do lists, they got these big dreams, and there just isn't enough time in the day. And, you know, I always call bullshit on this for the simple reason that we all have the same 24 hours every day to play with. Some people spend that time, you know, on Xbox, day drinking, or putting Let's Go Brandon stickers on gas pumps, or all kinds of other shit that may feel good in the moment, but ultimately isn't going to move you or your business where you want to go in the future. And I thought it would be an important subject for us to discuss quickly. So, you know, we could talk about the personal side forever. People waste their time doing all kinds of stupid shit. But I want to keep this focused on business because that's theoretically what the contractor fight's all about, right? So the three main areas where Dan has fucked himself over by not saying no to shit that didn't matter are in this order. One is customers. You know, I've always set my business up to be very easy to do business with. It's one of the mantras we speak about here at The Fight. Nobody wants to jump through tons of hoops to spend money. So make it easy for people to do so, right? Yet, for years, in my quest to make sure I got good reviews, to make sure that my 80% repeat and referral rate stayed high, just to make sure people liked me and didn't talk shit behind my back, I said yes to a lot of things that, in hindsight, really kind of fucked me over. And I've come to realization that, you know, I don't owe my customers much. You know, we give them a good service. We do what we say we're going to do. But when, and it's not if, it's always when, they come to me asking me to do something that's outside of our wheelhouse, say, hanging a front door or you know, doing a deck, which is just like, fuck, take me to the dentist before you do that. In the past, I used to say yes, because I just didn't want to be an asshole or I wanted to make them feel good or whatever the hell it was. And what I found was that I was getting sucked into projects where I didn't make good money. If I made money at all, I like hanging a fucking door in a house with a trapezoid shaped door frame or refinishing some nightmare deck that I knew I should have avoided because I dropped that service as a whole for my business years prior due to lack of profitability, et cetera. One of the biggest places where I've reclaimed my life is just telling customers no. And you can say it, honestly, just look them in the eye and say, you know what, Jack, I don't do that shit. Let me refer you to somebody else that will be happy to do it for you. But that's outside of our core capabilities. People won't care. They'll appreciate the honesty and you'll appreciate not having the headaches and profit-sucking services on your to-do list. The second is opportunities. You know, as entrepreneurs or business owners, we're always looking, we pride ourselves on the ability to make shit happen and just kind of find money because money is literally laying all around us. It's just a matter of like, how do we want to fucking pick it up, right? But for years, I would jump on opportunities that, well, at the time, they seemed like they made sense. I'll take example, carpentry. I went balls deep on carpentry services. We were re-siding houses. We were doing structural repairs, all these things after I spent a year and a lot of money getting the GC license here in Mass. And what I found when I started job costing this shit is that it was ultimately like a net loss on the business, you know, for many reasons. One, we had all this overhead. We had fucking mountain of pump jacks in the yard. We had a trailer full of tools and the registration costs and maintenance costs associated with that. I had carpenters on my paint crew, guys that were shitty painters, honestly, but were needed for the inevitable repairs that all the rot boxes around here have. So what I've done is like, once I realized that that opportunity was actually limiting my opportunity cost, I could be making more money elsewhere, right? I just 86'd the whole carpentry division, sold all the shit, fired the carpenters, found a sub to do it. And lo and behold, way less headaches. My paint crews are way more efficient because everyone can carry their own water in that regard. And I've got a professional that's coming in, banging these repairs out, consistently priced at a great margin for me. And life is all rosy. And the final place where Dan has fucked himself over by not saying no more often is shocking with people. I've had several project managers, guys that have been in my business for 14, 15 years, that I kept around out of both laziness and just the inability to say no. You know, and over time, these guys, in hindsight, once again, you know, I realized they were holding the business back with their shitty attitudes. They were absolutely killing my soul just because they were just prima donna assholes that were so entitled. And I used to put off replacing these guys because I was like, just throw walls up, right? We always give ourselves these insurmountable hurdles about why we can't do shit. And I was like, oh, you know, but the customers love them. I'll never get another foreman that understands my customer service motto like these guys do. Or, you know, I've spent so much time sending them to training and they know our systems, everything so well. It's like, I don't want to get sucked back into the field to train people back up to this level. It's just easier to keep the guys I have despite their faults. And, you know, fuck that. It's just, like I say, always with employees. If you got a bad employee, they're a cancer. Just cut them out and be done with it. But this opportunity, as far as people are concerned on this shit, is it goes to the guy in the BNI class, that your BNI group that wants to have coffee with you on that random Wednesday just so he can tick his little administrative box for that shit. It's like, that's why I'm not in BNI. Like, I don't need my calendar filled with a bunch of fucking dudes doing administrative appointments and no real obligation, in my experience, to find me work and give me referrals. So I cut BNI and all the associated bullshit out of my life as well. And that freed my time up to do what? To go find the influencers I want, to find the referral sources that I want so I could pick and choose so they knew my customer base, who my ideal customer is. And so the references and referrals I got were actually relevant to my business. So just one example of how saying no allowed me to take that same amount of time, use it more effectively towards an end perfectly suited to my needs versus the needs of others and moving the needle and moving my business forward. So on that very self-centered and seemingly selfish note, I encourage everyone listening to just kind of everything that's on your calendar, make an audition to be on that calendar. You know, just because you've always had coffee with Joe Blow on Thursdays doesn't mean that you have to next week or the week going after or the week after that. It's like, have you gained anything from that lunch appointment with Joe over the years? If not, fuck that appointment. Kill it. Use that time to something better suited to move you towards your goals. And with that, I will leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails.